Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Grand Rising, and thank you for joining me. What is that about? Good Lord. Talk about feedback. Okay. Welcome to Monday Morning Madness.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if it's still there. I don't know what's going on this morning, but I'm sure our executive producer, Naima Latif, will figure it out because I don't know what's going on. And I'm having a little challenge here, so just bear with me. And let's see if I could. Why is my board not connected? Okay. Says I am inside the system, so I cannot hear anything. Please don't laugh. This is my time.
something, but I don't hear me. Okay, how do we stop that? Good morning, Dr. Tawana Ross. If you can see, I'm having a little chaos going on here this morning. Try it again. Interact. Okay. Why don't I just stop that? I don't know what that is. Nope, I want to remove that. Okay, let's try it one more time. Thank you for your patience with me because I don't know what's going on here. But it is not going well. There you go. Alrighty, I see me now. So, let me go back to my introduction here. Here it is. And make some sense of this so my editing won't be so horrible. Okay, thank you for your patience. It's almost here. Where is, there you go. Here we go.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And thank you for joining me this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are just here to start your day off with the mindfulness stress relief session. Because it's like, I needed some stress relief this morning. It's like everything that I'm doing this morning is like, it's just chaos. And it's like, I'm hearing out the window, I'm hearing police sirens and fire trucks and all kind of craziness, and then my crazy husband coming to the house and tell me somebody just got shot downstairs, and I was like, oh my goodness, World War III. Are we moving to Thailand or Hawaii? Which one? Or Africa? Which one are we moving to?
Oh, it's crazy everywhere.
It's here. Crazy everywhere. What you gonna do? Anyway. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If today's your birthday, we're celebrating it right here with you. And it is Independence Day. It is the official 4th of July. Today is the holiday that we celebrate. So that's what we're going to be talking about, reflections of July 4th and Juneteenth as it relates to our independence and a little bit of Chicken George. What is Chicken George, Zelda? Well, you stay close and you'll find out because at 7:30, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations will be joining us, and he will be breaking it down like he always does because he's just like, he got that kind of flavor. So you be sure and tune in. Oh, also, and this coming Saturday is the free gas giveaway. Dr. Willie Wilson, excuse me, champion of the people, humanitarian, businessman. This will be his 4th free gas and groceries giveaway. If you're not here in the city of Chicago, type in what city you're watching us from so we'll know. So thank you so very much for doing that. And if you are watching online, we're on Facebook, HLN TV show, and on excuse me, Instagram page. Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you, my sister. And I'm only a reflection of you. And you are just as beautiful from the inside out. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What was I looking for? I digress. Oh, I was looking for the banner to show you our YouTube channel. There it is right there. And our YouTube channel and our Instagram channel. The Homeless Project, because you know we're always collecting money
and we are very grateful for your donations, so please keep them coming in. You can see our last relief effort was they needed generators, not only to keep warm, but to plug up their cell phones at night, because they had to go across the street to, I think he said Whiting or 7-Eleven, one of them, or Dunkin' or somewhere. They, you know, go to a variety of places to charge their phones, and people are not always nice to them, so we try to be nice to them.
So, there's...
What the heck is that? Okay, I'm glad I saw that, so let me go back. Anyway, the people are always, not always nice to them, so we try to be as nice as we possibly can, and that is to do what we can by raising money on this show, the Female Solution, High Learning Network TV show, in order to encourage others to contribute, because the frivolous money that we waste here in America could actually make a difference in the quality of life of somebody else, so that's what we do, and we thank you in advance. Tax-deductible donations at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thank you so much. And be sure, and did I tell you about the gas giveaway? This Saturday, you can get the details on his Facebook page, facebook.com, Willie Wilson, and you will see this Saturday he's giving away the fourth $2 million gas giveaway. Definitely want to check that out. It's on his blog and it's on my blog too, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. So if you're headed out and about today, it is literally no traffic because nobody's out there. Everybody's still partying. And if you want to party, you can party with us right here on our Instagram page. So be sure and check that out. Oh, and be sure and check out the Teen Talent Contest every last Saturday of the month, so it's July 30th this month. We have the Teen Talent Contest, so if you have youth between the ages of 13 and 19, have them send their one-minute videotape to hlntvshow@gmail.com, and they can, whatever they do, whatever their talent is, sing, dance, act, write, direct, produce, photography, cinema photography, whatever it is they do. Have them send us a one-minute video clip. And it has to be a YouTube clip, not an MOV file, but a YouTube clip. So if they don't have a page, you can make them one, and it's free. So I just wanted to share that with you. So be sure and share that, because I know you know some teens, and we're all talking about how bad they are, so let's encourage them to do something. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur and you need supplies or equipment or a car, we bought a van, and anything you need. We travel all over the world. Do it with barter dollars. Nobody's going to tell you that, but you learn it right here on the Higher Learning Network. So go to Chicago-itex.com, and you get a $100 bonus when you sign up, when you mention my name, Zelda. Why do you say it like that, Zelda? Because Richard McGee, the man I used to relieve when I was working in secular radio on Dusty Radio 1390 here in Chicago, which turned to gospel radio 1390, turned to talk radio, and then back to gospel. Anyway, long story short, he used to call me because people would call into the station as he was going off. And they, who you say, Zelma? Zella? So he would say, Zelda. So I just picked it up in honor of those who came before me, Richard McGee, Herb Kent Kujan, Yvonne Daniels, there's so many more, and Mary D. just passed, too. Oh, my goodness. There's so many. But that's why I said Zelda. Anyway, you can get a $100 bonus while you are shopping, as long as you mention my name, Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay. And if you are a diabetic and you don't know it, because I was a borderline diabetic for 10 years, if I can do it, anybody can do it. You can reverse type 2 diabetes. And all you have to do is go to diabeticdonut.com. That's diabeticdonut.com. You can also go to our Facebook page. It's Diabetic Donut ABC. Why do I say ABC? Because at the time, long story short, I have a challenge with my memory sometimes. I can't remember things. So the website person that I was talking to was giving me an example like ABC. So I thought that meant included in the Facebook. I didn't know. So I got Facebook.com, Facebook.com, Diabetic Donut, ABC. Somebody said, what does ABC mean? I said, child, always be chewing. That's the only thing I can tell you. That's my way to remember. Anywho, I just want to share that with you. So I know you know somebody that's a diabetic, so be sure and share that with them. And be sure and share with them to set their PVRs for Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web. Okay. And it is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness spiritual reading. And I get my readings from a brother by the name of Mike House. He's here in Chicago. And he always sends me something so inspirational. I have to share it with you. And he said, who's Mike House? Well, if you go to Google and type in his name, you'll see his name, and he can add you to the list. And this is the only thing about the list is that you cannot respond because there's so many people, and the phones are binging all day. He said, that's the only requirement. If you respond, we delete you. So you just have to enjoy it and share it with others the way I've been sharing it with you. And it says, freedom, July 4th. True freedom comes through individual spiritual development, for it is an inner quality that must be released from within us. No person can make you free. No country can make you free. Freedom is never given. It is claimed in consciousness. Only you, tapped into the God of your understanding, can claim your own freedom. Freedom is the quality or state of being without the thought of restraint, bondage, limitation, or recession, repression. It is dreaming without the inner urge to squelch those dreams. It is imagined without wondering how it will come about. It is trying without worry or failure. This kind of liberation comes only as we seek the perfect mind of Christ in prayer. Today I make the choice to live free. Say that. Today I make the choice to live free. I create time to abide in Christ's consciousness, for I know that in that sacred communion with God, I shall be liberated. It has been said that the only real prison is fear, and the only real freedom is freedom from fear. My time communing with God dissolves all fear. I emerge from my quiet time bold and fearless, walking free. You who live in the shelter of the Most High will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And that is from Psalms 91, 1 and 2. And that is your Monday morning mindful meditation inspiration. And that's from Mike House. And now it's time for Monday morning mindful meditation. Yes. You know what that means? What he talked about in that this morning is to get still and know that you are one with the one. So let us begin that process of communing with our higher self. So just get comfortable. Get a cup of tea. That's what I'm drinking. No, this is not alcohol. Too early in the morning to be drinking alcohol. You heard what he said. He'll drink to that. I know ain't no tea in that cup. Okay. Anywho, let us become still. Let us become engaged, quiet our minds. Simply, I say sit up straight, but then the thought occurred, you know, however you sit, just get still and just get comfortable. comfortable and just close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. So close your eyes and enjoy the experience. That's how you enjoy the experience. You got to close your eyes. Somebody cut all the noise in there. They cooking breakfast this morning. As you hear the sound, be reminded you are one with the one. Please stop the rattling. We are one with the divine mind that created us, and we are grateful to be alive this morning, to be breathing, and to know that we have another chance to get it right. As we inhale deeply, Tony, I can hear all of that. I'm trying to have meditation here. Making up all that noise. Don't you see what I'm trying to do? Lord have mercy. Let's try this again, y'all. Get in there cooking breakfast, and I'm trying to give you meditation. Paper rattling all over the place. Okay, let's start over a little bit again. I have to hurt this man. You didn't hear it from me because I ain't one of God. All right, here we go, y'all. Let us become still and listen to the sound. Take a deep breath. Through the nose and then exhale. Quiet our minds and focus on the breath as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Wow, that feels so good. Once more. Inhale deeply. And let that sound resonate throughout your entire being as we give thanks for the power of the breath. As we inhale deeply through the nose. Hold it. And exhale. We give thanks for the power of the breath because someone somewhere is unable to breathe on their own. They may have respiratory issues. They may have asthma, COPD. And we send them love, light, and healing energy this morning because they are not as fortunate as us because they cannot breathe on their own. As we inhale once more, hold it, and exhale, just giving thanks for the space in which that breath resides, knowing that that is the breath that can calm us in times of chaos and confusion when people come into your time, your space, and your energy, and they bring all this chaos. You simply look at them and go, and they will say, you must be crazy, so let me back up. And they leave you alone, and you simply exhale. Let's practice it again. Inhale deeply through the nose. Bringing all that energy up to the top of the head. And as we exhale, allow the breath, the energy of the breath, to move down through our shoulders. As we relax those shoulders, as we rotate those shoulders front and back, and then we simply stretch as we give thanks for the power of the breath that is moving through our bodies as we inhale once more. Bringing that breath down from the nose, down through the shoulders and the chest and the sides and the back and the buttocks as we inhale and exhale. Breathing in and breathing out on your own. And now we are doing the higher learning hip roll because we have a tendency to sit all day at these computers. And sitting is the new smoking. If you sit for more than an hour, you should get up every single hour. Set an alarm on your phone to just get up, go to the refrigerator, get some water, get some tea, go to the bathroom, call somebody, do something for at least 60 seconds, a minute or two. And just know that your body will appreciate it. You won't have back problems like I do. And you just inhale deeply. And exhale, giving Thanks for the power of the breath as it moves down through your hips and your thighs and your knees. Oh, yes, rub those knees, honey, because they are always in need. I didn't know any people had knee problems, too. So I give thanks for the power of the knees and the legs and the ankles and the arches as we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the ankles and the arches and the insteps and the toes and the tops and the bottom of the feet as we wiggle those toes. Yes, bringing love, light, and energy back up through the body as we inhale. With that breath, bringing the energy back up through the ankles and the legs and the knees. And rub those thighs and the buttocks and the back. Let the body know that you know that it's working on your behalf, and you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is breathe in and breathe out. What a wonderful place to be in this life, in a body that works, even if it only works sometimes. But it's always working on our behalf. If you're still breathing, it's working as we breathe in. Bringing that energy back up to the top part of the body as we stretch and stretch and bring those hands above the head as we stretch and rotate. Move that body. Oh, yes, that feels good. Stretch and stretch. Your body will thank you for it. Because you sit all day, you probably sit too much like I do and the rest of the world as we inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up through the face and the forehead and the top of the head. And we give thanks for the power of the breath. As we take one more long, last, deep inhale deeply. And this time as we exhale, bring the head forward, chin to chest. And slowly rotate the head to the left and bring it around to the back. And slowly slow down. You're moving too fast. And slowly bring it around to the right and back to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. And as we exhale, bring the chin back down to your chest and slowly rotate to the right, slowly, in increments. Feel that. Oh, yeah, feel that stretch in the neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, I know you'd enjoy that. And bring it back around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. And bringing the head back forward. Inhale once more. And as you exhale, turn the head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling that stretch in the left side of the neck. Mmm, that feels good, doesn't it? Yes. Feels good, doesn't it? Now take your hand, put it underneath your throat, and inhale. And as you exhale, feel the vibration. As you say, feel that vibration. That is the vibration of love and light that you are sending out with the power of your voice. So be mindful of the words that you speak today, because you speak life into someone's existence. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, do it one more last time. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, feeling that vibration from the throat feels so good. It's a reminder that the body is pure energy. You are pure energy. Nobody ever told you that. You know, when you walk across the carpet, you get that little shock. Because your energy can teach you that in school. You have to learn that here on the Higher Learning Network and the Female Solution. So let's do one last thing together. Take these two fingers and this thumb, pinch the back of your neck. That's where your vagus nerve is. And just massage it. Just give it some love, because you are stimulating all that is within you that is good, because that is the electrical system to the spine. And when the spine is out of order, you're out of order. You're grouchy. You don't feel good. You say things that hurt people's feelings. Next time you feel like that, grab that meat in the back of your neck and just love on it. take your fingers and knead, K-N-E-A-D, knead those shoulder blades, because that's where I hold my attention in the body. So you can do that, whatever works for you, but that works for me. So that, my friends, this morning is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I hope you enjoyed it, because I certainly enjoyed it with you. And if you enjoyed it, please type in the comment area and let us know what city you're calling from. What city you're watching from, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And on Facebook, it's HLN TV Show. See where you're calling from this morning. Dr. Tawana Ross. See, my sister's name is Tijuana, T-I-A-J-U-A-N-A. She passed 20 years ago. Sitting is the new smoking. Yes, you are absolutely right. 100 girl, yes. Where are you calling from? Where are you, what city are you in? Let me know that for all of you who are joining us this morning. And it's okay if you don't want to. Where is my sound not up? I need to turn it up. Okay. All right, it is 7:31, and you know what that means? It is time for our first commercial break, and I have to let you in on a little secret because, well, it's not a secret. I always share the good news. I am always on the lookout for opportunities to help the homeless, and we recently gave them a generator and food and other things, but always on the lookout because they are always in need. So I found this website. I didn't find it. Our Tuesday host told me about it. Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is the host of Self-Cell Care. And this is what we do in order to raise money. There are a couple of products. We only have two products that we purchase, but the information is on my blog, and then I'll update the blog, too, so you can see. Update and click. This is how you can make money for yourself or for your organization, and it's an organization called Quick Click, so check it out. Let me know what you think.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique quick link that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's quick link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's quick link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own quick link and begin earning quick cash as well. But quick link is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. will help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Chicago to shop and enhance jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willa.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve the problem by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
And that is a promo from Dr. Willie Wilson, and there will be a new guest giveaway this coming Saturday, and if you go to his Facebook page, you will see that information there. And for those of you who insist on stating that he is trying to buy votes as he is running for the mayor of the city of Chicago, I want you to think twice about that, because he's been doing this since 1990, and he's been giving money away all over the world. So he is not running for mayor in Cleveland, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana. He's not running for mayor in any of those places. He was just giving away money. That's what he does. He has a big heart. So if you can't help the situation, do not be a part of the situation that is blaming people or false misinformation. I'll put it like that. How about that? So I just wanted to share that with you. And last but not least, I'm going to share with you, just in case you didn't know, that the Female Solution is on 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. Actually, so I am going to let you see this, and then we will bring on Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, and he will tell us what we need to know. So let's check it out.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda V. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And be a part of the solution. That's right. Do not find blame. Be a part of the solution. And that's what we do here on the Female Solution. Thank you so much for joining us. If you just tuned in, type in the comments area what city you're watching from. If you're on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and on our Facebook page, HLN TV Show. So if you would like to comment this morning, you can do so at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. As we go to the phone line this morning, we are welcoming our guest for the day, and that would be Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, as he gives us reflections on July 4th, Juneteenth, as it relates to independence. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome our co-host, Lionel Abdul-Haq.
Good Peace be upon you. Greetings, greetings. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to share with everyone. It's a very good time of year. It's a very good festive season. The spirit is very high out in the community, and the sun is shining brightly, and some places a little bit too brightly. all praise due to the Most High. It's all about us evolving in this 21st century out of darkness and into light.
Amen. And let me tell you, Lionel, this morning, all that could go wrong did go wrong. I couldn't even get the switchboard up to pull. It's like, whatever is going on this morning, it is madness, but we brought it back to some sanity. I had to do some deep breathing and go, okay, I know it's a challenge, and I'm willing to work through the challenge, and I thank our listeners and viewers for being there with us, for hanging in here with us with the challenge this morning. And it's always a challenge. Being alive is a challenge, but we are most grateful to be here. Are we not? Especially this 4th of July, because somebody didn't wake up this morning, and we are one of the ones who did. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Praise be to the Most High. We got another day to work on it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for you to work with us.
Yeah, I'm glad too. It's a great opportunity. Life is an opportunity. I think a lot of the miseducation and the misinformation that we have received, the misdirection that we have received, the false orientation that life is about fun. Is a big problem, and I think nothing makes people become more conscious, more aware of their Creator, seek refuge in their Creator, more than realizing that they've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray, and that turns people to seek guidance, and that's what I think is radiating from every quarter of the universe.
I like the way you say that. It's radiating because people are looking for answers. People are waking up, and that's a blessing.
Oh, it is, and light, and radiating in terms of heat and light is what we need, in the sense of the heat being the passion, the sensitivity, the humanity. That has been suppressed, driven down, beaten down, and made to feel like it's a burden to be human. That people have given up on caring and sharing and being genuine in their spirit of humanity. And this is what's changing. And the light is the ability to see what's going on. To see beyond the surface of things, to look, to have insight is the real blessing, and to look into circumstances and see what's at the root of the problem. And so all praise be to the Most High. We want to try to pick us on that journey to share that some of the things that I've been blessed to understand in the context of Independence Day. And independence as a whole, freedom. I was listening to what you were reading about from Psalms, the Bible. Beautiful passages and deeply insightful messages. And I think that's where people have to go deep. They have to look deep within themselves for answers. They have to go back and realize what we've lost in this modern age. Of plenty of material things, but little passion and humanity, and that's got to change.
Yes, indeedy, and I think it's doing that. I think slowly but sure we may not see
Absolutely.
It happen as fast as we think it should, but things happen in its time, in divine time, not in our
time. In divine
time,
in divine time. That's right. And that's what the 21st century is about. It is an evolution, an evolutionary movement that signifies a maturing, a coming of age of humanity that I think is happening as we speak. And that's what I've been trying to beat that drum and blow that horn since I've been on the air with you for the last 4 years. And I think it's a blessing. I think it's a blessing. And I really appreciate more than you realize how much it means to me to have been in a position by your grace and the grace of Naima Latif and the others who have been very helpful in putting this program on. It gives people an opportunity to share unique, different information that you're not getting everywhere else. And it's a blessing. So I'd like to get into our subject a little bit. If we could, and if we could play that music, that would be a good intro, I think.
Okay, and just for the record, because Facebook and YouTube, they are all very good at telling you to do not play their music, I'm putting on the screen right now, we do not own the rights to this music, okay? So let me, I do not want them coming at me blocking our channel because we were playing music. I used to ride down Lakeshore Drive with the window open, and I had the camera on, we'd be at a stoplight, and I would play some music, and the next thing I know, I go to do a show the next day, and I can't because they said I was playing, I didn't own the rights to the music that I was playing. And I'm like, rights to what music? What are you talking about? Okay.
So you did what was necessary to alleviate that problem, right?
Right. So, and of course, now I can't find it. You know, I told you I had all kind of problems this morning. What was the artist's name again?
It was Charles Berlin.
Charles
Erlin, Chicago's native son.
There it is, a Chicago native son, and I have found it, and the audience will be so glad that they waited to hear this.
This is called Ode to Chicken George.
And that is called the Ode to Chicken George.
And Chicken George being the character, one of the family members of Alex Haley, who he went back and found the history and made a documentary, a series out of it. Not a documentary, more like a movie, but a docu-series. That's what they call it. And tracing his family history, and it was very, very profound. Had a big impact on American people as a whole, black, white, and everybody. And I think it's important in the context of discussion of Independence Day and Juneteenth as it relates to slavery. One of the things that I heard you read in your opening was about fear, that is the only freedom is to be free from fear, or the biggest thing that enslaves people is fear. And so this is all consistent with what we've been dealing with all the time and trying to share with people about the influence of fear in this modern world, and what slavery did was to create the institution of slavery created such a horrific situation of horrible situation for life, for the lives of people of African descent who were brought into this country, that it shut down the fundamental systems of learning, of culture, of heredity, of consciousness that had been built up in people of African descent for generations has shut that down. Like a traumatic experience can make the mind just blank, go blank. You lose your memories, you lose everything. That's what happened to African people. That was deliberate. It was willful. It was intended to shut down our mental and spiritual faculty. The horror, the terrible situation. So that worked. It worked. And then came the indoctrination of new ideas to enslave the people to habitual commitment to these ideas. And that was the indoctrination of a new kind of religious ideology that had a lot of the same ideas that they used to have, but in a different context. It went from being a metaphor for the life of humanity in the context of the story of Asar, Aset, and Haru that the ancient Kemetic people had as part of their cultural orientation about life and the resurrection, the life, death, and resurrection. And this is what the context of slavery was about trying to eradicate, and then to substitute a version of it in the context of the story of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection that had the same elements of the story but in a different context. And this we gave ourselves, we're given over to as an indoctrination to keep us from ever going back to what we used to have, and to keep us from even wanting to go back. And the false lies and imagery of Africans being cannibals and being savages and never having made any contribution to the world, all that miseducation was dumped on the so-called Negro. And this kept us from really being free. It is the real freedom is to be in contact with your roots, and that's why the story of roots was so important. The very title of it helped us to understand what slavery did. It cut us off from our roots, and those roots even go back deeper than what Alex Haley talked about. But
yes,
it was clear that the civilization that we had, the lifestyle that we had, was full of compassion, full of human relationships that were rooted in a natural, environmental, and evolutionary traditions and customs and culture. So this is what we mean by independence. When the celebration of independence is to be severed from that which makes you dependent on others and capable of realizing your full potential based on what you can generate as a cultural life. And this is not what we're doing. This is not what we've been doing in the modern world. Negro mentality is where we still, unfortunately, are. And the Black Consciousness Movement was a movement to resurrect our human and historical connections. And as we talked about on other occasions, the COINTELPRO, FBI, and other agencies of the federal government, in their attack of jazz music, particularly Billie Holiday, the story of Billie Holiday's run with the police and the FBI, that was really an attack against jazz. It was also an attack against the NAACP, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the Nation of Islam, the Black Panther Party, and so on and so forth. That these things are still working, that these slave mentality is still working, and that we are starting to wake up in the light of the circumstances that's going on in the world, the lack of humanity that that constantly arises and sticks its ugly, ugly head up to show us where we are. And where we have to come away from. And this is the independence that I see happening. This is the resurrection. This is the movement that was laid out in the metaphorical and cultural stories and history of ancient Kemet that is being played out today.
Wow.
The journey of the soul is the journey that we are in the grand finale of realizing.
And it's a blessing to be alive, to be in the finale, to experience everything that you just mentioned. And you mentioned freedom. Yeah, we're not free physically until we're free mentally. And it is the fear that stops us. And no one is free until we are all free. For those who are looking at the screen, this is one of the t-shirts. I just couldn't help but to pull it up when you were talking, Lionel, about how we have got to get to a place in our consciousness. That's what this breathing exercise was about this morning, is to begin the process of developing a new way of thinking that when it sees fear and it recognizes fear and it just doesn't, we don't try to dodge it, we deal with it because it's there to teach us a lesson. So for those who need a reminder, and I know I do, on a daily basis, this is what we have to offer you: to inhale faith and to exhale fear. And you can blow that out of your mouth. And it works every time. And, you know, sometimes we have to talk to ourselves. And, you know, we see people on the street and we call them crazy when they're talking to themselves. They're just having a conversation outside their head, where most of us have a conversation inside our head. So let us not be judgmental, because we haven't walked in that person's shoes. We don't know what they're going through. So I just had to interject that as it relates to freedom. Because freedom is an inside job. It's not an outside job. It's inside. It begins in the brain, in the heart, in the spirit. That's where the humanitarian in you releases it.
But the object of slavery, again, is to shut that down, to reverse that, to get you to where humanity and caring is the basic nature of human beings.
Yes.
And should be the motivation for all of our activity, all of our movements in life, our goals in life should be motivated from a spirit of wanting to be, of being humane, being compassionate, caring about what is wrong in the world so that I can lend my attributes to help to solve that problem. And this is what it creates all kinds of benefits for the rest of society when everybody has that kind of fundamental mindset. And it's not something that has to be taught. It has to be untaught. You have to be conditioned. You have to be broken down to the point where you see so much horror, so much inhumanity that your nature shuts down. Just like when people have a traumatic psychological experience, you see your mother get shot, you see your daddy hit that car, people can lose their memory. Amnesia is a psychological response to trauma, to real psychological trauma. It's part of the natural process of human life. So anybody who understands that knows that if they want to shut your brain down, if they want to shut your mind down, they have to expose you to that kind of horror on a consistent basis. And that's what the chattel slavery was for. And then came the indoctrination. And that indoctrination persists to this day.
Today. Yes, sir. You are absolutely right. And there's something that we can do about it. But we have
That's what freedom is. Free your mind from the lies that you've been told.
Yes. And are steadily being told every day, all day. Oh, Lord, the hands are up. It is 8 o'clock. We're going to have to take some of these calls when we come back from our first break. So stay close. Brother Lionel will have dual hawk reflections of July 4th, Juneteenth, as it relates to independence. It's getting good, y'all. Hold on. Call somebody, text them, tell them we're live.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Rising, and thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. Be sure and join us Saturday, July 30th for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where our children can win prizes and scholarships and trophies and cash and all that other good stuff. So be sure and share that with someone, because I know you know some teens who have gifts, natural gifts, talents, and abilities, and we want to have them on to share what it is that they have to offer. So they can send their information to HLNTVShow@gmail.com. Send a one-minute video clip, a YouTube clip, mind you, to HLNTVShow@gmail.com. 1 minute, and teens between the ages of 13 and 19. So it's for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. and it's live, and it's every last Saturday of the month. So I just had to share that with you. And thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel while you're there. Let's go back to the phone lines as we continue reflections of July 4th, Juneteenth, as it relates to independence. Let us go to 773-960. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Cherokee James, aka Koofy James. Can you hear me?
Hi, Koofy James. How are you this morning?
Blessed. This is my inner spirit.
Wonderful. So glad to hear your voice this morning. What's your comment as it relates to reflections on July 4th? Juneteenth, as it relates to our independence. What's your question or comment?
Independence Day. I'm independent. I'm a tree. I don't speak for the we. Speak for me, okay? My family didn't come from Africa. I'm indigenous in America. Okay? Slavery was a hoax.
You are breaking up really, really bad. I can't hear a word you're saying. All I heard was indigenous.
I'm indigenous. I am from here, from America, Northern Turtle Island. I'm from here. My family, I'm not from, I speak for me, okay? I don't speak for y'all. I speak for me.
Okay.
Okay. I make that mistake, trying to speak for everybody else. I speak for me and my family. My family is not from Africa. I was never brought on chains to drive Miss Daisy to the market, okay?
Okay.
They stole our land in 1830, in removal, sold south, and we picked cotton for money. They bred us, and we were created what you call, can you hear me? We're called chattel slaves.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln came in and said, you know what? I ain't trying to stop y'all business from cotton, but y'all doing some immoral things. I'm going to send a black army to remove the people from the plantation. Half the people left. Most stayed, okay? Okay? 1830, in the removal, okay? It was, we were chattel property, not slaves.
We get that.
Now,
we get that.
What I'm saying,
Okay, let's wrap it up.
What I'm getting at, that slave, Africa and America was once together called Pangea. We ain't from Africa, bro. Okay?
Okay, you said that. I need to wrap it up.
We ain't no boats come on a sailboat from Africa. We was already here. They took our land, and they offered us a job taking cotton.
Okay, that is not the debate.
I know. Y'all cut me off on this. What I'm saying is, what we do now? Where are we at now? Okay? Where are we at now?
You got a good point. Where are we right now, Lionel? Where are we right now?
Well, part of what I was trying to, in my opening statement, was about trying to illustrate that this is not, when we're talking about the issue of time, past, present, and future, they basically have to be looked at in a complete picture, all of them together, not just look at what's going on right now and try to relate to it without understanding how it got that way by going back into the past. And the story, the analogy of Assar, Aset, and Heru, which is a cultural ideology incorporated into this story about the birth and the resurrection of a savior is a story that connects with the idea of the journey of the soul, that the whole movement of human life is a time continuum that has thousands of years involved in it, and changes and evolution in the consciousness of people. And so the death is when the consciousness was killed with a violent and politically motivated attack on the Egyptian culture that was part of the program of the death of the, that was incorporated in this cultural story about the birth, the death, and the resurrection. So this is what we're really focusing on. The 21st century, this age that we're in, this new age that we're in, is about the fulfillment of that story, that we have been killed, that we have been murdered psychologically and spiritually. The human family has been assaulted and killed by a political agenda that was seeking power and domination by any means necessary. And they chose the process of destroying the mind and the culture that existed before and supplanting it with a similar but different cultural orientation ruled by fear and ignorance and foolishness. Foolishness in the sense of people having a extraordinary appetite like little children to want to play. And this has been building and building and building up to this point to where the basic world mindset is motivated by fear or controlled by fear and the appetite to have fun. And the 21st century symbolically represents the movement into the new age of maturity of judgment that is going to resurrect our human spirit. And that is what is happening.
Resurrection.
That is what's going on.
I love it. And that is from the Akoos, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. And if you think that was eye-opening, hang around. You'll hear a whole lot more. Let's go back to the phone line and try to get some of these calls, Lionel. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. 773-801. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from and what's your comment? As it relates to reflection of July 4th and Juneteenth and its independence. Are you there? 779-801. Okay, we'll come back to you and
I'm
let
here.
Us. Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Grand Rising. This is
Grand
my
Rising.
Grand Rising.
So glad to hear both of you this morning. And reflecting on what Brother Abdul-Haq was just speaking about in terms of independence, I just want to make an announcement about independence that was launched in 1960 by Diane Judith Nash, who will be receiving the Presidential Medal of Honor on the 6th of July. Which is long overdue. It's 62 years overdue. But it is coming. This woman stepped, born and raised in Chicago, living in Nashville, Tennessee as a student, stepped out and risked her life and limbs to bring liberation to a oppressed people. And I just want to honor her today on this day because that's what independence means to me. Independence means becoming sovereign and taking the risk that you need to take to make changes in the world, as Brother Abdul-Haq was speaking about. So giving honor to her and all the other civil rights leaders who likewise followed that example or set that example, I think today we need to be willing to celebrate that. Those people,
right, amen.
Among our people,
amen.
Who made choice in honor of truth, justice, freedom, and equality. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sister Micah.
Thank you very much.
Very, very valuable comment.
We appreciate you. That is my sister, former host here on the Female Solution. And she will be back with us for a very special show. Maika, are you still there?
I am still here.
Okay. There, we have a show coming up. You want to tell them a little bit about it coming up in July, the text that you sent me that I said.
It's the second Wednesday in July. I don't have the date in front of me. But hopefully we will talk about, I would really like to talk about Roe versus Wade and how that is a step towards freedom as a nation under God. Because a nation under God would never honor the destruction of children by mothers who are ignorant and ill. So thank you very much for asking about that. So
thank
that's
you,
what I'm talking about.
Yes. So you, for our viewing and listening audience, you stay close because we will be sharing that information with you coming up. It is 8:16. If you'd like to join the conversation this morning, Reflections of July 4th. Oh, here's Brother Kwame, Baba, some Kwame Sunhorse, and he just sent me some information. So while I bring him up, open up his mic, I am going to upload that information to my blog so that you can see that. He always has a different perspective. Grand Rising, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, how are you this morning? Thank you for joining us.
Grand Rising, Zelda. Assalamu alaikum to my brother and greetings to Maika and to also Kofi James. I've listened to the share and it came in kind of late. And the part that we're looking at on this day is basically a galactic alignment that happens every year before even the human was really communicating the knowledge of what Sirius, the solstice, the star, which is called the spirit side. That star arises with the sun, and it sends energy to rejuvenate this planet, raising the consciousness of all things on it, but also activating it to where it even makes on July 25th or 24th, shines into the Queen's chamber, and is allowed to send the energy to help to make the Nile River rise in the east. Our ancestors knew the astrological alignment of the heavens, as above, so below. And these energies that are coming from above are in divine order because there has to be an order to this living on this planet to make us independent and to free us from the mental slavery and the indoctrination of what happened on July 4th, 13 BC, when Augustus Caesar made a pact with other countries and began to make himself the Pope and began this whole incorporation of power using religion. Our ancestors even knew before Julius Caesar the Dogon people of Mali, which were the people of the East, knew the alignment is how they were able to build the pyramids of Giza and to align these monuments that we still see today because they align with the star system. What we're looking at is how do we identify ourselves in the heavenly body because Aries is the head and Pisces is the feet. We are aligned with it because the Creator said, let there be light, and that's why we let the fireworks be shot up and celebrating because this is the formation of how we have chosen, those have chosen to say that this is what they're doing. But the part of the light is the light within the own one's heart and how one creates the fireworks in the neural net of your mind. Those synapses and those things in which your energies spark and ignite, just as what Sister Maika was saying about Roe v. Wade, is because when that sperm touches that egg, it ignites that egg into a human being. It ignites that egg into becoming a human being. Who are we to say how that we are to destroy life because the Creator gives life and the Creator is the only one to take life. So what we are having is that historically, Juneteenth is the third, it's Juneteenth, 1865, is when the last captives were read the Emancipation. June 19th, 1867, is when the Emperor Maximilian was executed there in Mexico in 1867. We forget Juneteenth, 1964. That is when the Civil Rights Bill was signed. So we're looking at these Juneteenth is because they're significant, and when they do ceremonial things to do is because 2 days from that is the summer solstice, is when the sun reaches its highest peak in the northern hemisphere. July 4th is when these two suns meet together and they send energy to the planet and to the consciousness and to the electromagnetic field of Mother Earth. We have to begin to understand the higher self, not to take on this story. Yes, we had people that was captive. Yes, we had to do what was able to be done to get ourselves out of that captivity. But then how do we use all of this to free ourselves? How will this free us? Because we still have a body of white supremacy, white body supremacy, and we have to look at how do we gauge as people of human origin to be able to look at how do we come back to our humanness? Because once upon a time, before these things occurred in the historical context, we were a human people that intermingled on this earth, on this whole, like Kufi said, Pangea. We were one body of land. It was separated, and we're still being separated as today. So these are the things that we need to begin to look at, and I sent you that because those are some of the secrets in which they do not give you in the stories, because we need to begin to understand how did we get here? How did we get to this point right now in talking about what we're talking about, to know that from this point, how do we change what we're talking about? That's the part of being and saying, how does it free me?
Powerful. Thank you so much, Baba Kwame Sunhorse. He always brings the information. Thank you so much for that. Lionel, I want you to comment on that while I am updating my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, so I can share this information with him, because it's like, wow, I never knew this. These are some serious secrets about the 4th of July. So take it away, Lionel, while I update this information. Thank you, Baba Kwame Sunhorse. Lionel, are you with me? Did I accidentally close his mic? I don't think I did. Lionel, did I close? Yes, I did. Ooh, how did that happen? Sorry about that, Lionel. Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go right in, loud and clear.
Well, yes, the brother is the brother is very, very much on point in his comments. I really appreciate his knowledge and insight about the movement of the planets and so forth. It's very insightful. I agree that this is the issue, what we're talking about. Freedom, this is something that is divine, in divine order. It's like growing up. It's like when puberty kicks in, it's going to kick in. It's universal. It's not just for black people. It's not just for white people. Puberty, you generally kicks in about the same time for every male and female, the same time in life. And there's a maturing, a process that's happening in the natural growth and evolution of life. And that's what the Creator is about. That's what God, Allah, is about. He's about us growing. He's about evolving us to higher and higher levels of consciousness, awareness, and life in terms of our being fed and evolved by the Creator through these different changes and evolutions. And as a human society, we have been evolving the same way we evolve individually. We come as embryos. We then evolve into fetus. We then evolve into a baby. Then we evolve into a child, so on and so on and so forth. And all throughout that process, the Creator has established mechanisms and means to feed the growth and challenge the growth of that life process. And where we are now is in the context of the historical cultural orientation of ancient Kemet that has been reimagined and reintroduced in different ways throughout the history of the modern world, is a story about what has been happening and what is getting ready to happen. That the consciousness that Brother Kwame was talking about, the energy that is flooding the universe, is an energy that will quicken and resurrect our human spirit. And people will begin to feel a different orientation about what they should be doing, why they should be doing it, the priorities of life that we have been given over to in this modern world that are ruled by fear and foolishness are going to be faded out. They're going to fall off because there's going to be such a motivation to do good. There's going to be such a motivation for people to break out of the mind of being fearful and foolish that it's going to be like people woke up overnight, like they grew up overnight. They went from being baby Huey to being honorable, God-conscious people with a spirit to want to do more with their life than just have fun.
Yeah, because they have certainly made it all about fun, and that's where we have a tendency to get lost. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, and thank you, Brother Lionel, and that was excellent in the way that you gave us that knowledge, because what we're looking at is these are the effects of that sun rising with our solar sun, because our solar sun keeps us warm and our bodies warm, but our spirit sun keeps the soul in what it needs to be fed. And so this is why the Creator aligns this to happen every year because we call the son of woman, the female energy, in the combination of father, son, and mother, son, feeding Mother Earth in order to feed its children on this planet is what we are seeing happens every year. And so what we're needing to begin to understand is how do we do what Rumi says, everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself? We each have that power to go to the highest level of our divinity in the oneness, but we look outside because we use, and what they created was what's called weapons. But you take that word and says, we upon earth, we upon, just separate the we and upon, A-P-O-N, upon earth, are here to do and use love and light to bring about change, not to be about destruction and taking life. We upon the earth, we as a people, upon this earth as human beings are here to do Creator's divine orchestration of love and light.
And to grow the world and evolve to another and higher level.
Right. And when we talk about evolution, the word evolution, if you put it in a mirror and separate it, says know it you love. That's what evolve is about how do we love. That's the word backwards. So we are a reflection of the Creator, which is a reflection of that word. Evolve and love are simultaneously the same word. It's just turned around.
Hmm. Wow. Never looked at it like that.
Alhamdulillah.
See, that's why I love this show. I learn so much. I tell people all the time, I'm just here to learn. I'm just here to allow the information to flow. And I've got two awesome brothers on the line this morning, and the information is flowing. And I know you're loving it, but unfortunately, we got to take a break, our last break here on Female Soul. Oh, Lord, and the lines are lit up. I promise y'all I'm coming back to get your questions, but we have got to take our last break. You want to call in 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we will take your call, but you've got to text somebody and let them know right now we're on. This is our last commercial break, and after that, you're going to have to tune into the after show with Naima Latif, so you stay close, and we will be right back after this last break.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Mindfulness, our last half hour together. We may or may not be doing an after show today. Depends on our executive producer, Naima Latif. I do believe she will be joining us. But in the meantime, in between time, let me show you this page that I have up here on the switchboard. You see this little young man here. This little baby was just born. And unfortunately, he was born with a skin disease. And someone sent me this. It is a fundraiser for a young child who was born with, he didn't have any skin. And so as you can see, I'm just going to read a little bit about this because this needs to be done. I got it from Desiree Cunningham. There's some Cunninghams in my family, so I'm guessing it's somebody from my family. And it says, "Hi, everyone. My name is Desiree Cunningham, and on November 22nd of last year, I gave birth to a beautiful son, Noah Maxwell Reed. His son was born with epidermolysis bullosa, if I got that wrong, I apologize, a rare and painful genetic condition that produces fragile skin, blisters, and tears easily with only minor friction. Noah was born without skin on his legs, Lord have mercy. Soon after birth, Noah was sent to the NICU at Lurie Children's Hospital to begin his lifelong care journey. Since birth, Noah has had daily dressing changes to heal and protect his legs. Noah not only blisters on his skin, but he also blisters in his mouth. Blisters in his mouth limit his ability to eat sometimes. Life has completely changed for my family. I had genetic testing before birth, which missed this rare condition. I advocate for including this condition during the genetic testing so parents can learn more about EB and prepare themselves for the journey we are unexpectedly on with Noah. And last but not least, I hope to be able to provide the best care for Noah, excuse me, and provide him with the most comfortable life possible. All donations will go to provide care for Noah and help with medical supplies, medical expenses and supplies. I have been denied for many services when it comes to Noah's care. My coverage is deficient when it comes to his care. Even though I work, it has been a financial challenge for me to provide good care for my son, including materials and physical child care. His dressing chain supplies alone cost up to $1,000 a month. No donation is too small. We truly appreciate everyone's love and support, Noah's journey. And so that's the page, and Desiree Cunningham is the organizer from Skokie, Illinois. So if you can find it in your heart, they are seeking $20,000 goal. They have 88 donations. So far, they've raised $5,985. And please have a heart and care for Noah. I just had to share this morning because Spirit put that on my heart. We are talking about humanitarian efforts here today, and this is the one that we need to be concerned with today. So thank you so much for taking the time and sharing this today. Please, it's on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Well, it's not, but it will be shortly. So I just had to share that. So now we will proceed with the conversation on the 4th of July independence, and is it really independence? And I'm just reading this article as I'm posting it, Baba Kwame and Lionel, and it is blowing me away, the secrets, the serious secrets of what's going on in our world, and we think we know when we really don't know anything. Lionel?
Well, you know, in the context of what's going on, you know, the turmoil that's happening in the world with regard to the what happened on January 6th and the attempted insurrection by the Trump administration, that this is a really very volatile time. That the House of Cards that we talked about is really starting to shake, and we have to recognize, as the young people say, and get real, as the young people say, and come out of the false mentality, the lies, and the fear that we have been fed and are reacting to in terms of what we have been taught is real. It's not. The so-called reality shows is a staged presentation with scripts and props and everything else. So we have to get real. We have to wake up. And before we get out of here, and I know we ain't got much time left, I want to read this closing comment. But I don't want to do it until we get ready to go.
Oh,
I
want to
make it my closing comment. But anybody else on the line want to
We got
add
calls. Lots of calls. 336-350 Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to reflection of July 4th and Juneteenth? 336-350, are you there? Okay, we will come back to you. And
can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. That sounds like Mama AZ.
It is. I got a new phone, and I'm still
in the process of figuring it out. I don't have anybody's number, Sister Zelda. I don't have yours, but I'll make this quick. Greetings, Brother Lionel. Greetings, Brother Kwame. I tuned in late, and I got to go back over the show. What little I heard so far, Brother Kwame, you're saying, what you're saying is no matter what, we have to learn to show love to the creatures that eradicate our being, meaning want to eradicate our soulful being. Is that what I'm hearing? Love is
no.
The issue.
No.
And we
got
to find
that.
A way.
No,
okay.
No. No, Mama, AZ, we're talking about reflection of July 4th and Juneteenth as it relates to independence.
Oh, I apologize. Okay, go ahead. Oh,
okay.
I apologize. I tuned in late, I'll go back. Okay, greetings, everybody. Call me because I don't have anybody's number. Thank God. I'll
okay,
listen.
Mama.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We will definitely, you got the same number, Mama AZ? Do you still have the same number? Well, I got the number right here, duh. Mama AZ, you still got the same number? Yep. Okay, we'll call you back. I forgot to open the mic to be sure. 336-350, that's you, Mama AZ. Okay, and I will pass that information along to my other sisters of the microphone. Lionel, you only have a, what do you got here? Oh, you got a few more minutes. Let's see if we can get a couple more calls. 773-801, did I get that call? I think I did. 312-671, you're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question as it relates to reflection of Juneteenth and the 4th of July? Hi there.
Well, Yah Shalom. Yes. Well, Yah Shalom. Ahua. We don't die. We multiply. Black power forever, and black is beautiful. And it is an honor and a privilege to reflect on July the 4th, which is the world's greatest day of celebration, not only here in America, but all over the world. Simply because of divine order and ways of life. And remembering the world's greatest mayor, the Honorable Mayor Harold Washington, has said we must plump the whole community. So we are still plumping it up in freedom, justice, equality, economics, and unity in the community. That is July 4th as a reflection of June 19th, which is a day that we celebrate now that we can continue to build the village. It takes a whole village to raise one child, and nobody can raise a kid. The kid is the sport and play that people do each and every day. However, for more information, brothers and sisters can go to the musical selection, which is when Danny K. Davis win in a way that we can
I'm not sticking to the subject here. You're just advertising. I need you to comment on what we're talking about this morning. So we're going to have to come back to you. Go ahead, Lionel.
We have to overcome fear. We have to seek refuge with our Creator sincerely and do good. The more good you do, the better. And to do so in the name of the Creator and to exercise your humanity is the best thing, the best medicine that we could have right now. It can really make a difference if we were just trash in the neighborhood, if we were smile and show kindness to each other. It will be magnified because of what Brother Kwame was talking about in terms of the alignment and all the energy that's flowing through the universe. It will magnify your spirit. And we need to do that because it is our human nature to do so. And we got to get back in touch with that. And before we go, I know we got to run out of time. I want to read these couple of verses from the Holy Quran that I think speak to everything we said. O you children of Adam, Allah, the one God, has bestowed raiment upon you to cover and protect you from shame, as an ornament, but more so as a guiding light of righteousness. Such are among the signs of Allah, the one God, that you may receive admonition. O you children of Adam, let not Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, seduce you in the manner that he got your parents out of the garden, stripping them of their raiment to expose them to shame. For he does stalk you from a position where you cannot see him. Allah, the one God, made the evil ones friends only to those without faith. And that's from the Holy Quran, Surah 7, 26 and 27, which happens to be my birthday, July 27th.
Oh, wow. Coming up.
All
happy birthday.
The most high.
Hey.
Alhamdulillah. But I like the fact that these two verses are actually my birthday. Very powerful verses from the Quran that speak to the need for us to be kind, to be humane, to exercise our humanity, and fear not.
To exercise our humanity and fear not. And how do we continue to do that when we are bombarded daily? Ooh, I forgot to take this off. When we are bombarded daily.
Well, you got daily opportunities, lots of opportunities to exercise your humanity. It's just whether or not you choose to do so. And the admonition of those verses is that you should do that, that you should exercise your humanity, your righteousness. Put it to work.
And you have
without,
to do that.
Huh?
I'm just saying to our listening and viewing audience, we have the opportunity to do that, and one of the ways to do that is to become conscious, because many of us are still asleep at the wheel. And that consciousness comes when we use less of what is outside of us and use more of what is inside of us, listening to the still, small voice, doing the breathing exercises, beginning a ritual to focus on that which will serve you best. Eliminate at some point during the course of the day all of your electrical appliances, because they are distractions from who you are and what you really have to offer and what you bring to this world. And we have got to know that. We've got to get to the place. I'm so happy to see when I get this report on my phone every week that says your FaceTime on your phone is down 17%. You only spent 3 hours on it, and it's getting lower and lower each week. And that should be a goal for all of us, to spend more time inside than more time outside on these electrical appliances, which is what Baba Kwame Sunhorse refers to as AI, in which it is well known. It's artificial intelligence that is guiding us and guarding us, and we're allowing it. We're giving it permission, and we don't have to. And if we want something better, we got to do something better. Go ahead, Lionel.
Yeah, well, again, the Creator has already given us everything that we need. And this world is trying to make us think that that is nothing, and that by having this attitude that only thing matters is having fun, that if you just take the life is about having fun and enjoy your life, you will be happy. And this is an illusion. This is a fact. This is a fact. It keeps you from ever growing up the more you want to play. And so the idea of being serious, aligning with the stars, like they said, when you want to chart the heavens, you got to get serious. Once you get serious, you can start to see how things evolve and rotate. And so this is what we have to do. We have to get serious, and we have to start to exercise our desire to help and do good and to make a difference, and we will be blessed.
And that, if I can just tap on to what Brother Lionel just said, because Sulfus is the real comedic name of what Sirius is called. Sirius is the Greek name. And these
okay.
are the challenges we have, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the understanding that words are God force, and how we use our words are very powerful tools. We can build with or we can destroy with just words. And so it's in understanding the language of communication, because even with the sun and the moon and the stars, there is a language of vibrations and frequency. And we have to learn how to use ourselves in being able to receive and transmit divine intelligence, because these are the tools. We've made artificial intelligence, but how do we amplify the divine intelligence that created everything that we are in and on and about at this now moment?
Powerful. How do we do that? One of the ways to do that is to know the truth. Go ahead, Lionel.
Yeah, it may seem oversimplified, but the doing of good, the first of all, the belief in the Creator, to tune in to the Creator, to seek guidance from the Creator, and then to get up and go to work and do good, and to do as much good as you possibly can. If it ain't no more than just smiling at people and showing them that you care, helping people with their baggage and stuff, getting on and off the bus or something like that.
Yes.
Those things make a difference. It makes
yes.
a tremendous difference. And
yes.
until we actually start to do those kinds of things for our own personal resurrection, the society will not be resurrected. And that's going to happen. It ain't a if it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And whether it's 2 human beings on the planet or 2 billion, it's going to be occupied by people who care.
And I'm grateful to be among those who do care. And thank you for my 2 caring guests who are on here this morning. And thank you who are watching, who are caring this morning. This is the blog that the information that Baba Kwame Sanhorse sent me this morning, and it is talking about some serious secrets about the 4th of July. This is just what I posted, and you can go and read that information when the show is over. Right now, we've got about 4 minutes before the show ends, and we will begin the after show. So if you are on the line and you want to speak, be sure and press the number 1 button right here, right now, because once we go, once 9 o'clock appears, you will not be able to comment. So if you want to call in right now at 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. We will bring you up on the after show. That's 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And also, if you're watching on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, and on our Facebook page, HLN TV Show, you can post your comments there. But it is 8:54, and I am bringing in our executive producer of the Female Solution. And she will be joining us on the after show. And why is she not the same size? There she is. Okay, Naima Latif. Welcome, Naima Latif. Welcome to the Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm sure you heard Baba Kwame Sanhorse and Lionel, who just read us some passages also. But I wanted to give Lionel, before we begin the after show, give Lionel the chance to complete his comments and any, and as well as share his contact information. And for those of you who are listening and watching, press 1 now. Go ahead, Lionel, take it away. Birthday man coming up July 27th, so let us all wish Lionel a happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. I know I can't sing, but my heart is in it. Happy birthday.
All praise due to Allah. I think it's important for us to recognize the symbolism and association with where we are in terms of these troubled times and the need for us to respond in ways that are caring and humane. To be mindful of the fact that there have been so many lies have become such a part of our reality that people don't have any real respect for the truth. And we have to demonstrate appreciation for it in our lives to the point where we try to do what the Creator has asked us to do, which is to do good and glorify His name with our works. And that's what I strive for, and that's what I encourage others to do as well.
And it just feels good, Lionel, when you do something for somebody. Haven't you noticed that it just feels good when you do something for somebody else and with no ulterior motives? I've been volunteering at this nonprofit organization that helps seniors and the underprivileged. And last week, or it might have been the week before, it's really, 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 really extremely hot outside. And there's a lady who sits across the street in the park with a ice cream machine. And she makes coconut ice cream. And just as I got my coconut, it's not ice cream, it's coconut ice. Just as I got mine, I turned the corner. I'm walking to the corner to cross the street. And this lady pulls up. She's waiting on the traffic to flow so she can make a right turn because she's got three little girls in her car. And Spirit says to me, and I'm always trying to listen. Sometimes we just have to be quiet in order to listen. And Spirit says, she's got three little girls in the car, and they could use something cold too. And I was like, oh, okay. So I asked the lady if I could buy her little girl some coconut ice, and she said, sure. So she pulled around the corner. I went back. We were only a couple of steps away, and I told her to give me three more. Well, I was short of a dollar, but she knew I come over there whenever the lady is there. So she says, don't worry about it. Just get the three for the girls, and you can pay me next week. And it has felt so good because it was so hot. I was hot, and these girls were in the car. There was no air. I know if I felt that good eating that ice, that coconut ice, I knew that those little girls would feel good eating that ice too because their mom's in the car. You know, gas is high as the day is long, and don't y'all forget July 9th is Saturday. Dr. Willie Wilson is giving out free gas, so that'll be on my blog too, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I digress. But I just had to share that because it made me feel so good to be able to help these little girls because somebody helped me when I was a little girl. When my mom passed, somebody took care of me, and that was my way of giving it back. So you are right on target, Lionel, about doing something good for humanity. Doesn't matter if somebody see it or not, as the commercial said, just do it. So thank you for that, Lionel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for those of who are watching who are going to mimic everything that has been said today, that you will continue to go out and do something to create a more loving environment that we could all be a part of. Ooh, and I forgot my Naima. I have to play our outgoing message, and let me play that right quickly as Lionel gives us his contact information before we end the show.
773-642-1453. I love talking to people, and I appreciate you in front.
One more time, 773-642-1453. Okay, 773-642-1453. I will put that information online in just a moment. In the meantime, in between time, here's the ending. Here we go, Naima.
Hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Active at 773-642-1453. And he has awesome Juneteenth shirts. We need to wear those year-round, so I'm going to pick me up a couple tomorrow for myself and my husband. Just wanted to share that. And we are now officially in the after show, but I forgot to mention, these are the gifts that you get when you order. This is the road cam. When you order for, place an order for a t-shirt, two t-shirts or more, and you can get one of these gifts, road cam. It's a road camera to put on your dashboard or anywhere you want to put it. But those are the t-shirts, and there are many, many, many more. Not many, many, many more, but there's a few more. Inhale love, like we practiced this morning. Exhale hate. Need love, self-love. We're always looking outside of ourselves. Inhale genius, exhale doubt. That would be you. Mm-hmm. Meditate to activate, baby. Nothing happens without the ritual. You need a morning ritual. You need an afternoon and an evening ritual, because that's how you keep the hanks off, as my granny used to say. Maybe you got to spend some time with yourself. If you want anybody else to spend some time with you, you got to spend some time with you first. So let's inhale wealth together. Inhale wealth. And exhale debt. Yes, get rid of it, child. Let's inhale some faith. Yes, and exhale fear. We got to inhale and exhale if we want to stay on this planet and be safe. And while you're at our YouTube channel, please subscribe, Higher Learning TV Show. And that, my friends, is the end of the promotion of the Female Solution. Now it is time for the after show to begin with Naima Latif. Take it away, Naima.
It's always fascinating to hear and our callers on the state of affairs in America. One of the challenges that we have as a people who has our world disrupted is that our concept of time is a little off. And we keep thinking that the way it is the way it's always been. And as long as we think that, we can't think beyond the way it is to create what should be based on what has been. And I love the fact that we have the information about the planet Sirius and it being obscured with the fireworks. The Dogon people of Africa say that their ancestors came from Sirius, and they have a whole knowledge of the planetary system that so-called modern science just discovered. We've been here a long time, and in the context of time, that enslavement experience was very minuscule. It was a very minuscule point in time. It was an experience to teach us the consequences of what happens when you no longer honor your family and your community, and you become selfish with greed, and you're willing to be cruel in order to acquire things. That was the lesson in that experience. So having had that experience, we need to stop defining ourselves by that experience. We are the eternal souls that are all collectively choosing experiences to give us greater understanding about how to love. When we're unloving, then we experience the consequences of unloving behavior coming back at us. We, as a people, from many different prosperous places, we're not seeing ourselves as one community. We were a very divided community. And we allowed ourselves to engage in conflict. And then what you are, you attract to you. So we attracted to us people who were looking to benefit from conflict because of their own greed. This was a human lesson. And if we keep looking at it as a black and white conflict, then we miss the human lesson. We're family. We're connected by blood, marriage, experience. We're family. And when we act toward each other than family, then we experience the consequences of very unloving behavior. The only way we were able to get out of the condition we created that caused us to get in the condition is that we remember how to treat each other as family. And that's what we saw in things like the civil rights movement and the collective sharing of resources so that we could be independent and interdependent from people who were trying to exclude us from the abundance of America. It's a lesson that once we learn it, all we need to do is demonstrate it. Just like, you know, they'll demonstrate it. What happens when you simply share out of the goodness of your heart? You realize people need something and you just give it to them. Before the coming of Europeans, there were many Native nations, and they were existing. They were trading with each other. They were coexisting. There were some conflicts, but they had developed a system of creating peace. And they had a system of sharing value. And it was not the British monetary system or the French monetary system or the Polish or German or any other European monetary system. They were functioning with families and a way of life that didn't involve that system, and they were doing just fine. So why are we believing that wealth is based on an imported, created system that for centuries has been used to exclude people and keep them in a state of poverty and servitude? That's the system imported by Europeans. Why are we believing that that's the only way of interacting? Why are we believing that that's the only representation of wealth and abundance? Why are we believing that that's what we have to include in our way of life in order to be successful and in order to experience wealth and abundance? Why are we believing that? Because our view of time is distorted, and it's very narrow, and it's based on that very short experience that we had here in this country as a lesson of what happens when you forget to honor your family. So when I look at the 4th of July and all of its celebration of freedom and justice that beginnings of the American Revolution was supposed to represent, I'm reminded that people coming from a very harsh, brutal system of classism and discrimination, imported that way of thinking to people who were living in a state of freedom already, and they were living in a state of respect for the land, respect for children, respect for the animal kingdom, and what they were forced to confront and have disrupt their lives was a system of enslavement. That was the mindset of the Europeans who came and encroached on the land of the Native Americans. So if we want to really be free, we have to study the systems that we had before the systems of enslavement and land ownership and exclusion of people of the right to live and have basic shelter. What were the systems people were using before that? Because that was the true freedom. When you respected everybody's way of life, you respected everybody's need for space to grow and live and raise their families. You respected everybody's right to develop their arts, their crafts, their skills, their talents. You respected the various nations. That was the system that Benjamin Franklin saw among the Iroquois nation and the five nations that gathered to maintain peace among the Native American community, because they had gone through a period of war as well. So when he saw that they actually, rather than have this European model of the king that decrees what should happen and the serfs that have to farm the land owned by the king and pay their taxes to the king and work for the king, rather than that system, he saw a system of representation, of honor and respect among the various nations and tribes. And that's what the United States government was modeled after. So the freedom part that we see in whatever structure we created didn't come from the minds of Europeans. It came from the minds of Native Americans. Mm. We imitated that, but they imitated that because they did not have that tradition of representative government and respect for all in society. What they had was a very strict classism, and that's what they imported and infused into the government and the culture of America. And that's why there was no contradiction in their mind to go across the water and take advantage of a group of people who were in a state of conflict and bring back prisoners of war, and then go and pay people to kidnap people and bring back more workers that had to work at gunpoint and at the threat of death in order to build wealth, because that was already the mindset that they had. So if we're going to be free, we have to start thinking in terms of creating a different system of interaction, creating a different system, a different economy, a different way of trading. And you're seeing some people getting inspired to do that. I mean, we got Quick Click, you know, which is a whole new concept of everybody benefiting from other people's purchases. It's a beginning of collective wealth. That's the mindset that we have to begin when we create these different systems. People are being inspired to think differently because they realize you can only get ahead by sharing.
Yep.
So if we realize that we had other systems in place before this, and that the enslavement experience was a very small part of our collective history, then we stop being crippled by the thought that we can't get out of it. We can create something different. That's what is the answer. Trying to make people change their attitude toward greed and selfishness, you can't change other people. They have to go through their own process of enlightenment and realizing that you can't win by putting somebody else down. You can't rise by keeping your foot on somebody else's neck. You can't get wealthy by keeping somebody else impoverished. That's the lesson that we learned. That's what that enslavement experience was about. we were fighting each other over all this abundant wealth, and we lost. And got transported to a place that denied our very humanity. That was our lesson, not to ever treat each other that way again. So now that we know that, we need to be an example for the rest of the world on how you develop a relationship of brotherhood and sisterhood where you share. That's what will bring us freedom.
Because freedom is a state of mind.
State of mind. It's a state of mind.
It's not a place.
Nothing.
You can't run from America to anywhere other. I don't care what you've been told. It's all in here. It starts in here and it ends in here. So you are right on target, my sister.
Yeah. You know, you really do create the reality that you experience. You can be in the same place as someone else and be having a totally different experience based on what's inside of you. It's just like all of us who live in Chicago and we hear the daily reports of every kind of horrific act you can think of. But if you are in a state of peace and you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people, you're really not experiencing it. I mean, you can feel it if you watch it on the news and you keep watching it and seeing them replay, and now they're starting to even replay videos where you see people actually getting shot. You know, they're getting more and more graphic with it. But you don't feel any of that emotion unless you look at it and allow it to become a part of your state of being where you're feeling like you experience. Otherwise, you can stay in a state of peace. You can be around your friends. You can be enjoying life. You can feel peace and comfort as if it's not even happening to you because it isn't happening to you because that's not your vibration. You're not attracting it. You're not participating in it. It's not happening to you because you've created the state of being that you want to experience. This is how you can be in the exact same space as someone else and have two totally different points of view as to what is reality. You have some people that might say, oh, this is a beautiful city. You can go by the lake. You can see all the beauty of the water and the trees and the birds and just enjoy walking along the streets and seeing all the different kinds of people. And you can, you know, get ice cream and you know, buy snacks and wonderful foods and restaurants. You can just enjoy. This is a beautiful city. And then you can have some people that say, oh, this is a horrible place. You gotta duck bullets all the time, and you're always getting pulled over by police, and the children over at the lake, they're all rowdy, and you don't know when a fight might break. It's a terrible place to live. Exact same city. Why is one person having one experience and another person having another experience? And it doesn't have to do with race. Because you could have white people that find it a horrible place and black people who find it a wonderful place and black people who find it a horrible place and white people who find it a wonderful place. So how is it you can have two different experiences of the same place? First, it's what was generated from within you. Is there beauty in you? Is there love in you? Is there joy in you? Is there peace in you? If that's what's in you, that as you walk down the street, your vibration will attract to you those kinds of people who are in that same frame of mind. Have you ever had a day when you walk down the street, like everybody's smiling at you? You know, and it's just like there's joy in the air. And everybody's friendly, everybody's holding the door open for you. You know, you might have somebody that you know, does some little simple act of kindness like you did with the lady and the three girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, treat you to something, total stranger. That kind of a day.
Yep.
When you're projecting, when you're on that vibration, you're projecting that, it comes back to you. And you might walk down the street and just have all kinds of those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see a stranger, they may pay you a compliment or tell you some little joke or whatever, and you're just, you know, the whole day is just upbeat and full of joy. And then you look on the news, maybe on that same street, somebody got robbed, somebody got beat up, somebody had an altercation, got arrested. And it was the exact same area. But what was different in your experience is what you put forth first that created the vibration that came back to you. If we knew the power of our thoughts and our feelings to create our reality, we would never again allow ourselves to be bombarded by daily, moment-by-moment images of the worst of human behavior. Because that becomes your vibration, and then that becomes your experience. And then being angry and upset about it and blaming people only compounds it and increases it and makes it more your experience, and then you start to believe you can't get out of it. So when we look back at that very difficult time in our lives where our ancestors were experiencing cruelty and brutality, we have to see it as a lesson learned about what happens when you stop honoring your family and you don't share and you don't have a sense of value to the people to whom you're connected. Because then you attract people who also have those kind of low values. And it happens to you as an individual and as a collective. So collectively, we were in that state of mind of greed. And we experienced the consequences of that with the enslavement and the subsequent years. And we didn't get out of it until we began to work collectively, whether it was the escapes from the plantation, whether it was the, you know, battles in the Civil War, which made everything come to a head where we're going to end this system. And the Civil Rights Movement, where we were doing carpooling and in order to break the Montgomery bus system of discrimination and segregation. All the things that we earned came as a result of a collective mindset in which we worked together in a spirit of love and unity. So the lesson was, if you want to prosper, that's the spirit you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about making other people change themselves. You first have to change yourself. Change what's inside of you. And then you will attract people of like mind and spirit. And then you will have those experiences of love and joy and peace. It does work. It does work.
Yes, it does. Living
whatever
free.
You focus on, that's what you can do.
Yes, ma'am. You are right on target, because that which you give is exactly what you will get. That's how it works. Those are laws of nature. That has nothing to do with man. That was here before we got here.
All the universe, absolutely. You reap what you sow.
We just caught on.
Right. So I know it's easy to keep holding on to anger and blame. But there is a reality that the people who are alive now, while we may have descended from people who did some good things and some bad things, those were other souls. They're not the same people that are here now. So if you're angry at somebody because they look like or descend from somebody that did something to someone that you look like or descend from, that's really incorrect. If a person has not really harmed you, then why are you angry at them? Because they look some particular way or live at some particular place or related to somebody? Each soul is their own self, and nobody's responsible for anybody else's behavior. So there's no reason to be angry at anyone who has not harmed you, no matter what they look like, no matter how much money they have or don't have or where they live or anything. If no one has harmed you, why are you angry at anybody? And if we say, well, those people, their ancestors enslaved, all right, okay, that might have happened. And believe it, every soul experiences the consequences of what they did while they were in this body. So you can let that go. Because that's not your responsibility to fix. What is our responsibility to do right now is to create loving systems of exchange that include everybody so that we empathize with others' needs and we share. Just like Zelda demonstrated with the girls and the coconut ice. You know someone needs the same thing that you And then her act of kindness triggered an act of kindness of the person selling it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have enough money. Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
So
one act of kindness leads to another and another and another. That's how you change the world. It really is. Those little acts of kindness inspire people to then be kind to the next person.
And it feels so good.
It feels good because you're truly feeling it. You feel the good that you've done, and it does make you feel good because we're all connected. So if it feels good to do an act of kindness, then the opposite is it doesn't feel good to do an act of mean. You might think it's going to, but it really doesn't.
Tony has an act of kindness he wants to share. Let me turn the camera around so y'all can see him. I know how to get you out of my hair. He walking around with his boxer shorts and t-shirt on,
I
right? He's been bothering me all morning. I'm like, Tony, you see him doing a live show. Why you keep bothering me? I ain't giving him enough attention. Let me go kiss my husband, y'all. Take it away, Naima.
See, she's about to perform an act of kindness.
Let me go give my husband a hug.
Yeah, see, then he'll be inspired to perform another act of kindness. So there you go. That's how that works. Yeah, I tell you, that principle works in marriage and every other relationship. So what you give, you will receive. And it's such a simple thing. If we can decide to just live that way, everybody we see, instead of thinking of them as a potential enemy, first projecting a loving spirit and having it permeate our being, our face, our voice, our body language, project it first. And then, even if what was in them was not the highest and best thought, you can help to bring out of them that higher consciousness, that loving spirit, even if it wasn't there when you first met them, they're going to be inspired by what you're giving. So this really, the process of changing the world is easier than you think. We always say it, but you really got to experience it. If you love yourself and you feel love for others and you project it to them, regardless of how they look, even what they may have done or what their ancestors may have done. If you choose not to hold on to anger and a sense of vengeance or resentment, if you choose to just allow that person in this moment to just be who they are without judgment, you'd be surprised at the act of kindness that you can receive from total strangers. And you'd be surprised at the acts of kindness that you receive at people that you thought were some of the worst people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised because the best really is in everybody. At the core, we are all loving spirits of light. All of us are at the core of who we are, but we are reacting to whatever experiences we've had in life, whatever meanness we've had to go through, whatever anger we're still holding on to. So that becomes what influences our behavior. But somebody can come along and do something that's just a little act of kindness, and they can erase all of those bad feelings.
Make your day.
Make your day. Next thing you know, you're responding with a smile. You're doing something nice.
Yep.
I mean, you could see somebody that might have just the day before robbed somebody at gunpoint. But then they might turn around and buy a little child an ice cream. But,
yep.
Because goodness is in that person, even though they did the bad thing.
That
because
That wasn't a good analogy, because that was me, Naima, buying the person. I ain't robbed nobody. Did y'all find that funny? I did. In the comment section, what did you think about that? Give me y'all comments. Though. This will be looking. I need you to participate because this was funny. I just wanted to be sure that I was the only person who thought that. I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't robbed nobody to get nobody no coconut cream. It's the 4th of July. Fireworks, y'all. What can I say?
You know, the thing about fireworks, at some point, I'm hoping that those are outlawed, because I think about what fireworks represent, and they represent gunshots, which is really, really negative. And I think about all the veterans who have to endure this form of celebration and the reminders of war and killing, and I know it's got to be traumatizing to them. Now, I love the beautiful designs in the sky and all of that, but the sounds of gunshots that with explosions is distressing to me. I know it's got to be distressing to people who actually lived through battles where that was the sound all around them and then watching people drop dead. If we could get to a point where we could celebrate the idea of freedom and independence in a peaceful way, if we can come up with another cultural expression. I mean, I'd rather see dances or music. I'm sure there was some music that was playing at the time. I'd even listen to some American Revolutionary era music than hear gunshots. You know, if we could come up with a different way to celebrate the birth of this nation that was peaceful, that maybe did celebrate some good things about it, you know, the friendship between the Native Americans, while there was friendship before it got ugly and brutal. I mean, there are some times in our history that we did some good things. If we can create celebrations that accentuate that, as opposed to traditions that glorify the gunshot, that would really be better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, if you got pets, you know, dogs, cats, they hate this. They hate that sound. It's awful. If you got plants, they hate it.
Yep.
You know, if we could think of another way to commemorate the founding of a nation that put on paper some beautiful ideals of freedom and equality that we're still working on trying to make happen. But if we could find a way to celebrate it that is reflective of peace and not war, I think that would be better.
I know it would be better. And it would be better if some more folks chime in. We got some calls, Naima. 515. Well, you already know if you're not on the switchboard, you can't talk anyway. Baba Kwame from Horse. Baba Kwame, your mic is open.
Yes, and thank Assalamu alaikum to Sister Naima. And you gave an excellent point, and you began with time, and you began with First Nation people. Time is something that is to T-I-M-E, tie me. So this is one thing that we have been bound from taking that same word and turning it around, and how do we emit energy? And the energy in which was emitted in the establishment of copying First Nations and taking only parts of it. Because in the First Nation culture is that the women own the land and the women make the decision. And you formulated a Senate and a Congress coming from their way of their communal political view was the woman had the last word because she is the life giver. And in that reconstructing of stolen land, because this land, as we knew in indigenous way, belong to the creator. We're stewards. But here you have a people in bays, and to take it and say that they now are the keepers of this land is ludicrous, because in the essence of it is because we could never own this planet, because this planet is gifted to us as humans. And the commerce that we deal with, nowhere in the animal, insect, and all of the other creatures that are here
Do they have a banking system? Do they have a system of commerce, as does the one being that is made last on the planet, now has the audacity to say that they have a mindset to control what the Creator gives freely. Mother Earth gives us our plant relatives, our forests, our water that holds the memory and consciousness of a people, and we are developed in water called embryonic fluid. So we're now looking at how did we come from being the gifted to now saying that we have to consume or we have to pay for what is given to us free. The air is free. Now we buy bottled water when the water was free. And the plants that were here in the in Earth grow freely, but now we're harvesting and agriculturing. So we've got to look at how did we come to be out of order. Because there is an order, there's a universal order, there's a cosmic order, and there's a natural order. We as humans have, in parts of this planet, become out of order. So to be say that we are a civilized being is kind of an oxymoron.
And
yes. Civilization is when you are providing for the needs of all of your citizens. When everyone's needs are met and the intention is to ensure the well-being of all people, that is civilization. When you have a society where some people are trying to hoard what, as you said, belongs to all of us, Mother Nature's giving us all of us for free, but when you have some people trying to hoard everything and then force other people to work in the state of servitude for them in order to get what really belongs to them already, that's not civilization. That's chaos. That's what creates conflict and ultimately war and violence and killing. So there's nothing civilized about what was created here, which is possibly why the way we celebrate it is so uncivilized. You know, simulating gunshots and bombs is horrible. But if we were able to emulate what the First Nations people were doing in terms of a peaceful coexistence with all life, then the way we operate would be so different. And, you know, Zelda would have to go out and help the homeless people get some basic things like heat or shelter or food, because there'd be no homeless people. Everybody would be afforded the space they need and the shelter they need for their survival if we were civilized.
If we were civilized. And we think, we actually think we are civilized. And, you know, that's a matter of opinion. Let's see if we can get a few more calls in before we leave as we go to the phone line. 336-350. Is that Mama AZ?
Yeah, she back with us, Mama AZ. And belated happy birthday, Earth Day, to you.
Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, Mama AZ. She must have stepped away for a minute. We'll come back to it because I know she did want to comment.
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Hey, Mama Z, happy birthday. Played a happy birthday.
Yes, you're wiser.
Thank God. Thank God. Sister Zelda.
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Lateef, reach out to me, please. And I just thank you, and I'm just listening and just giving thanks that I'm at home, and I had to leave the facility abruptly, but I don't want to talk about it over the air. Anyway,
okay.
I'm home, and I'm just giving thanks that I can hear you and Brother Kwame and Brother Lionel, and I'm just being grateful for what I have, and for what I don't have, I just don't have, you know? Just
All right.
being grateful for the breath and life. I turned the 7-0 Friday, and 7-0. 7-0.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I want to be just like you, Mama AZ. I want to be 702.
Yeah.
As my dad would say, what you say, my boy? So I'm just going to listen. Thank you. You know, I love you. And just reach out to me, family. Thank us. I'm going to sign off and just listen now. Thank us.
And thank you, Mama AZ, that we always have loyal listeners like you. Doesn't matter if you're in a nursing home, if you're on the street, if you're on the bus, wherever you are, we are grateful that you are here with us celebrating your transition to where you were, to where you are, and we continue to salute this, to salute you, and hopefully you will have many more birthdays.
Yeah.
And just want to say happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to you. No, we do not have rights to this music, but I had to play it for Mama AZ. So we say happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to you, Mama AZ.
This year, I'm so happy that I've been coming a long ways from Emmett Till up until today, as we say, right down to the modern time. I know that you know, our national holiday now as a people is Juneteenth celebration, and it is a superstar day. And I'm just so happy that, you know, we can break freedom, break away from the slavery mentality, and now we can go into the full reality of freedom, justice, equality, economics, and promoting King 23. And that's Buy Black Forever. And we're open for all vendors now. And we got Black Town going on. The west side of Chicago, and that's with Brother Maurice Gray. That's Rashida's brother, Rashida Ali's brother.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
Yes. And we got Team 23 up and running, and we open for the remembrance of Dr. Webb Evans, which taught us Buy Black. And now we're into that, promoting it forever.
And we did a special selection, and he was a winner, too, and that was Punching 32. Congressman Donnie K. Davis is rated as the world's greatest, and I'm going to try to get him on the show, Sister Naima, the world's greatest congressman.
Yeah, he has, but it's been a while. You know, and I think it would be nice if we did have those who ran for office and won, you know, to come on and give us, even though they still have to go through the general election, you know, give us a little bit of a vision of what they intend to do. Everybody spoke about their distress over the crime. But what we're seeing is really a manifestation of what people receive. We have, like I was talking about earlier, you know, when you don't honor family and community, what is the result? When you don't honor your children, what is the result? And people give back what they've been given. So with all of those elected officials that have plans and visions and ideas of how they'd like to bring more resources to the cities and to the neighborhoods, first step is changing how we see each other. If you see your brother or sister as a potential criminal as opposed to a potential great contributor to the society, then you're not going to treat them with the love, honor, and respect that they deserve as an expression of God that they are, even though they might have forgotten, even though they might have lost their way, even though they might have made some erroneous decisions. At the root of who they are, that is who they are. So if we can see each other different, then we can change the experience that we're having from each other. When people feel hated and despised, they respond in kind. They hate and despise other
yes.
people.
Each one teach one. That's exactly what they do.
Yes.
It's about time to get out of here, but before we do, I want to remind, I'm going to take a last call, 773-779-801, but I want to remind our viewers who are online with us to befriend us on our new Facebook page, HLN TV Show. Facebook.com, HLN TV Show, and Dr. Tawana Ross is from Naperville. Thank you so much from Naperville. Thank you so much for joining us. So be sure and tell all your friends to like us, friend us here at the new Facebook page, HLN TV Show. Let's take our last call, 779-801. I do believe that is Sister Maika.
Yes, thank you for opening my mic. I want to say greetings to Brother Kwame, Sister Naima, and Brother Plump. And may God continue to bless you with abundant life, Mama Easy. I will call you. Also, Brother Plump, I want to encourage you to get with Brother Willie Wilson and get him to stop using the word kids and start using children in his commercials. Also, I thank you for speaking to the word civilization. This is truly not a civilization. I remember once asking one of my granddaughters to swim, and she went around telling people, oh, I know how to swim. I know how to swim, but she can only tread water. I said, no, baby, you learned how to tread water. If you go around telling people you know how to swim, then the goal has not been attained. That means you're lying. And the same with civilization. We have not attained that. But if you think you have, you may stop working towards it.
Mm.
And Sister Naima, in terms of the fireworks, my concern for fireworks, which go on all over the nation, is global warming. These fireworks contribute to global warming, and we don't need to do anything to contribute to global warming. All the bombs in that Russia is sending, all of that is affecting the earth. Every time a bomb hits the earth, it contributes to the unstabilization of the earth and to global warming. So we have reason to stop things in our best interest. So thank you again. Thank you for the show. and the after show. Peace be upon you.
Peace be upon you too, my sister. Thank you so much. You are right on time.
Yes, and Micah will be joining us on Wednesday, July 13th. So listen out for that show. And as she said, we'll be talking about Roe versus Wade. And I think as this controversy unfolds, we will grow in wisdom. This is a very intense issue, and the narrative we've been given is not elevating our consciousness. It's keeping us in a state of fear and conflict. So we're looking forward to Maika giving us some wisdom, some insight, and some elevated consciousness on the topic of abortion.
And thank you for allowing us the opportunity to bring this information to you today. And this is a child that could have been aborted but was not, and the child is here and has serious skin issues up to $1,000 a month. This is not a child that I am aware of, but this is a child that I was made aware of, and I ask you to find it in your heart, that cup of wine, a cup of beer, or a cigarette, or a nail shop, or a hairdo. Take a dollar or two, or four, or 10, or 20, or 100, and donate. This is a child, and you are making a difference in this child's future. This is a note from Miss Cunningham. What was her first name? Desiree Cunningham. She's organizing this fundraiser. So please go to the website and donate some. Doesn't matter how much it is. She says every little bit helps. So I want to thank you for being a part of that and adding that to your daily balance. And last but not least, add faith and fear. You want to get rid of faith and, excuse me, sorry about that. You want to get rid of the fear that's in your life, then you've got to do what the young people do all day long, and that's take selfies. Well, some grown folks too. That's what we do. We take selfies all day long. And if you're going to take some selfies, take a conscious selfie, a selfie that will remind you of your greatness, and that's what this is. So let's, before we leave, let us do this all together. Let us inhale faith through the nose, hold it, and exhale fear. Let's blow that out. Inhale faith once more, and exhale fear. Might seem frivolous, but you're telling the subconscious mind what it needs to do, and it will operate on its own when you're not even trying. So let's inhale faith, and exhale fear. And you can go to the page, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. If you don't have a T-shirt and you want to get a T-shirt, the information is there. But I want you to go to ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com and practice these affirmations. Look in the mirror and say them, because we need to meditate to activate. We need to activate that is which in us so that we can what? So that we can inhale genius and exhale doubt. Because if you need some love, all you got to do is self-love, baby. It can't come from out there, he, she, it. That's not where it comes from. It's an inside job. Hate to disappoint you, but it's an inside job. So let us inhale love and exhale hate. Let us inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. And this is the page that you will see when you go to Zelda Speaks. It's way down there. I'm going to put it back up on the top, but it's way down there. So you go to ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com and just practice those affirmations. That is until you get your T-shirts. And remember, T-shirts, all this information, it is tax deductible. And the proceeds benefit the Homeless Project, the HLN Instagram, our Homeless Project, and the Teen Talent Contest. So we just want to share that with you, and we hope that you will share it with someone else, because right about now, we are going to share with you the closing of the Female Solution. And before we do that, Naima, you want to give us a closing thought?
Well, I believe that you said it all.
Because you are here and you are listening and you are sharing this morning. So thank you for sharing and for being the best that you can. Continue to share this information. And if you want to share in the proceeds and the profits of what I'm about to share with you, you can email me at Zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. And last but not least, this is for you where you can earn some money. Be the new quick click, the new Amazon. Enjoy.
Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Thanks for watching.